BBC News with Debbie Russ. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has said her government is determined to tackle terrorism and extremism of all kinds, no matter who is responsible. Mrs. May was speaking after an attack in London in which a vehicle rammed into a group of Muslims outside a mosque. Formal talks on Britain leaving the European Union have begun in Brussels. The European Union's chief negotiator said the immediate aim was to tackle the uncertainties caused by Britain's decision to leave the Union. Police in London say they now believe 79 people died in last week's fire at a tower block. The police say they will bring to justice anyone identified as bearing criminal responsibility. The Russian foreign minister has told the United States it must respect Syrian territorial integrity and refrain from unilateral action. His comments follow the shooting down by a U.S. fighter of a Syrian warplane on Sunday. The remaining fighters from the Islamic State group in Mosul are reported to be putting up fierce resistance a day after Iraqi forces launched their final assault on the old city. The Iraqi army believes that there are no more than 300 IS militants left. Hundreds of firefighters are battling to contain devastating forest fires in central Portugal that have killed at least 62 people. It's the worst such disaster in the country's recent history. The fires are thought to have been started by lightning on Saturday. Police in Nigeria say five female suicide bombers have killed 12 people and injured 11 in the northeast of the country. The police spokesman in Borno State said the attacks took place on Sunday. The Chinese government has ordered online lenders to stop targeting university students following allegations of unsavory business practices in the industry. Peer-to-peer lending has soared in popularity in China since many major Chinese banks refuse loans to individuals. BBC News.